Today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
My next guest has a listing in Los Angeles right now on North Saltaire Avenue, which you may not have ever heard of that. And you'd say, well, why do I mention that? Well, that one's just, as I understand it, a few homes down from the Golden Girls house, like the house they use, the exterior for the Golden Girls. But that's not even what we're talking about, because his other listing that's getting him all kinds of attention, which also has some TV and Hollywood connections, is he is the listing agent for the Brady Bunch house that is now up for sale for $5.5 million. His name is Danny Brown. He joins us now. Danny, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. That one on Saltaire is right near the Golden Girls house, right?
It actually is. It's a block away. It's actually the Fleetwood Mac estate.
Really?
So they recorded a lot of the music in the recording studio, which is in a basement media room setting.
Wow.
But yes, that is not the house I think you're calling about.
No, it is not, but it's fascinating nonetheless. So how does, I mean, okay, obviously you have connections. Obviously you're someone that people turn to with estates like this, but how in the world do you get hooked up to be the listing agent for the Brady Bunch house, which might be, other than maybe the White House, one of the most iconic homes in the States? How does that even happen?
That is a great question. I think it was my singing the theme song to the head of the studio and hitting all the right notes. I had a relationship with the head of the studio and one of the real estate attorneys that represented the studio. So when they went to acquire the property 5 years ago, I represented them, and it was a complete chaotic bidding war that, you know, Lance Bass was upset about because he thought he had it, and we ended up snatching it from the hands of victory, right from Lance and right to Warner Brothers HGTV.
So they know you then, so they come back to you with this one. It's a completely different, it was a big deal when, we all remember when that bidding war happened, but that was just the exterior. This is a completely different thing that you're now selling, because HGTV has essentially turned the inside into as close to an exact replica of the TV show as possible. That's vastly different.
Yeah, it's completely different. The original house was just a teardown, basically. If it wasn't known to be the Brady Bunch house, which basically was just the exterior elevation, their show used just the exterior shot in the intro credits of the show. So when HGTV bought it, they partnered with the Property Brothers, Jonathan and Drew, as well as an all-star cast of HGTV designers. And they rebuilt the house and made it 2.5 times the size. And inch by inch, frame by frame, they studied the show and matched what the house should look like. And so when you show up in this house, it looks like what the real Brady Bunch house is, even though there's no such thing, because it was a studio lot at Paramount.
Does the sale come with all the furnishings and everything else?
It sure does. So you get the horse too and everything else. Alice's cookie recipe comes with it. A little note from Marsha to Davy Jones. You get all of it.
Really? Okay. So I don't know. I can't tell from your photo. Are you of the era that the Brady Bunch was part of your life?
It was part of my life. I've watched reruns at different stages of childhood through teenage years. And I've always been a fan. I've seen every episode. I wouldn't define myself as a fanatic. I'm not outside singing the theme song, which is happening. Yesterday, there was a group singing the theme song. That it happens quite a bit outside of the sidewalk.
I have no doubt, but I was just wondering. So I don't know if prior to getting this listing again, you obviously would have been in the house when you got the listing back before it was redone. Don't know if you'd been in since it had been all redone again, but when you walk in and see it as a fan, does it feel like you're in the Brady Bunch?
Oh, you feel like you are living in an episode of the Brady Bunch. It's a visceral experience. It's just a phenomenal situation. And I'm able to relive that first impression every time I bring someone into the home. People have the same reaction. It's just uncanny and it's incredible. And every little detail, every little color, molding, accessory, it's right out of the show. And it just blows you away when you're in there.
So who is coming into the home? Because I got to believe you're getting not just people who have $5.5 million to maybe buy a house, but I got to believe you're getting all kinds of calls from people saying, can I look?
So we're getting a little everything. I mean, most of the people are serious buyers. We're not letting people in that are your typical looky-loos. We're qualifying, making sure people send us proof of funds. My team is filtering that out. They're searching Google if we don't know who they are. Most people, we know who they are. They're either high profile, either entertainers, celebrity types, or business people or investors. And that's who most likely the buyer will be, an investor or a collector. It's not going to be a family that wants to live like they're in the 70s and be like the Brady's.
like the Brady Bunch movie they did afterwards where they lived in the 70s.
Maybe they will. Maybe someone's going to have a, some sort of flashback, bad trip situation and wants to live there. I don't know.
But what can be done with it? Because, I've been by there a few years ago. My wife and I and some friends were in California, and we drove by and took pictures. They had the fences up. It was while the reconstruction was being done.
So that was you?
Well, yeah. I'm sure there was more than me. I mean, it's there are people. I know there were security guards who were saying everybody's been by here all the time.
Yes.
But I just wonder, what it is in a regular neighborhood. It's not on a set. It's not on a lot. Exactly. So what can you do with the house?
You can live in it.
Yes.
you can rent it. But all we can say is, look, we're able to sell you the house. We cannot sell you the intellectual rights, the property rights, any of the IP. So in terms of what you can do with it, you got to really dig deep with the city of LA because there's so many nuances and gray areas. Everybody wants to Airbnb this thing.
That's what I wondered.
Make a killing. But, short-term rentals in the city of Los Angeles have a nefarious track record. There's been a lot of incidents and issues. And technically, a lot of that stuff isn't even legal unless you live in the house part-time. And there's all sorts of different nuances. So we're just selling the house and what someone does with it. They want to get approvals from the city to turn it into a museum or turn it into an Airbnb. That's up for them to figure out whether the city will sign off on that or not.
Well,
we're not involved with that part of it.
And here's guessing that if you do that, the horse is gone the first night. Everybody's going to be taking something out of that house if they're staying.
You better chain down that horse, lock it down.
What has been going on with it though? I mean, the HGTV did the renovation 3 years ago. Am I about right in there?
We acquired it in 2018, and then they did 6 months of planning, and then another 6 months or plus of building. So they had an all-star cast, the Property Brothers and some other designers rebuild the whole thing, and they did a show around it. Very Brady renovation and was a big rating success. They had the cast involved. So they did that. They've done other shows, some cooking shows and some other, offshoot shows. They've done a lot of events. They've done a lot of executive tours and just got to the point where hey, it's just an asset. We want to get off our books. We're not doing anything with it anymore. So Danny, it's time to sell.
But it's basically been largely sitting empty and just waiting for something to happen with it.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, they're doing tours and, executive events and things like that. But no one's living in it, and there's no show that's in production at the moment.
What would be as a guy in a Los Angeles real estate agent, you were just talking about the house that was the Fleetwood Mac home. Clearly, you know this area, and I don't just mean geographically, this market of celebrity homes and things. What would be a bigger or in the same category of home as this one that you could ever get as a listing agent? What would be in this category?
So I'm told the White House is the only property that's more photographed than this. So I don't think if I can get the listing for the White House, great. But I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. Look, we get high A-list celebrity type and, big business mogul types all the time. I have Eva Longoria's house on the market on Deep Canyon in Beverly Hills for 20. It's the Fleetwood Mac house on Saltaire. So we have those sort of homes all the time. But they don't get the kind of attention that you get for the Brady Bunch house. I don't know that there's another house that would get this kind of attention.
And I the one thing I wonder about it, and again, you're probably right. It seems unlikely a family is going to buy it just to live in there and have a 70s flashback thing. But you are buying a place knowing that from now until eternity, all day long, every single day, people are going to stop and take pictures at your house. That comes with it.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. You got to be prepared that this house, always has a place in the public's eye, and you cannot keep people from taking pictures on the sidewalk or the street. That's public property. So yeah, you got to be used to it. Right now, we have 24-hour surveillance, 24-hour security patrol. The next owner may do the same thing.
Yeah, I just, I understand that the previous owner had, and with some other places too, they put up a fence or whatever else because they get tired of it. I think if you're buying this place, you're buying it, I would assume, understanding what you're doing and what you're getting and what it means to people.
For sure. You're going in with your eyes open, and we're telling every buyer we're vetting, to buyer beware. These are all the things you need to be aware of. And you need to know that this is a high profile, high traffic house. It's going to get a lot of attention. You've got to build in the cost of surveillance and probably security. And depending on what sort of real estate play you're going to make, that's all part of the equation. You got to be prepared for that.
Okay, so before I let you go, you mentioned right off the top that there was a group who stood outside and sang the Brady Bunch theme song within today or within the last few days. What are some of the other things that you've seen? Because people, it's constant, right? It's constant.
It is constant. And, 5 years ago when they first bought the house and people were telling me that that happened, I didn't know that existed. I've lived in L.A. my entire life and I never went to see the Brady Bunch house, nor did I know that anyone went to see. But it's a huge tourist attraction. And if you sit there for an hour, you're going to see a car or two pop up. Basically, everyone takes pictures and poses, and that's usually it. Once in a while, you get someone really fired up and they're singing. Yesterday, it was teenage girls singing the theme song, and we were in the house showing it, and the buyers, who are quite high profile, I can't disclose, extremely wealthy, they went out after the tour and joined the choir.
Really?
And it was like six people singing the theme song. So I'm like, that doesn't happen at most listings I have.
It is, and I'm sure anyone come up and knock on the door and ask, just off the street and ask for a tour, ask to look around?
All the time, and that's why there's security there, and the security's pushing people away. And as much as I'd love to open the doors and let it be a public tour, it's just too much chaos, too much crowd control. And the owners, the studio didn't want that. We're really trying to be respectful of the neighbors because the neighbors have to deal with this ultimately. So if we opened it up and did an open house or open tours, there would be it'd be hundreds of cars.
Oh,
and hundreds of
no kidding.
So we're trying to do the best we can for the neighbors.
It would look like the final scene in Field of Dreams with the headlights from all the way up the road through the thing. I'll tell you, one of the things about this house, that HGTV show that they did when they returned it to its former glory. Now, I don't know if this is going to be anything that resonates with you, but when they did the big unveil and all the Brady kids came back and everything else, I'm realizing how big a deal this was when I'm looking in the crowd of people standing on the street, just the average Joes who are all standing there applauding. And one of them, and I can't even remember his name for the life of me, one of my favorite movies, Slapshot, from way back in the day with Paul Newman, Killer Carlson. This guy who is standing on the street as Joe Public.
Killer Carlson was in the house?
He was on the street just applauding with the Brady kids. And I'm like, okay, I don't even understand what I'm getting at here. But it was like, okay, everybody is into the Brady house, apparently.
It's a scene. And I remember discussing with Warner Brothers up front. I'm like, if we open this up to the public, it's going to be like Coachella on Dilling Street. And the neighbors are going to say, no bueno, it's not good. Too much chaos. So we decided to go the most discreet route we can. It's not very discreet.
It has not been very discreet. You failed on that measure, but you've done a great job on getting attention for it. No. Danny Brown. Go look him up, by the way. His website is DannyBrownLA.com. You can see the Fleetwood Mac house. I'm sure I haven't even found the Brady Bunch house on here. I'm sure it's there. But Danny, listen, really appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thanks for having a little fun with us today.
Awesome. All right, guys. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
The Scott Radley Show. Weekday evenings from 6 to 8 on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.